America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What can Andrew Berry do to save his job? If anybody has any ideas, let us know. We are open to good ideas.
Well, I think the first thing he's going
to... I am discovering a few.
Okay, the first thing I would say is it's not something that fans are going to necessarily care about, but don't you think the first thing is convincing Jimmy Haslam that they are not in the state of affairs that so many people think they are? I think, was it Mark Ross recently came on
yesterday,
our station?
Yeah.
You've had other people, either former personnel guys around the league or GMs, they've said, man, the Browns are in a brutal spot with the cap situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just considering where they're at with dead money and they're older. That normally does not bode well. So he has to now convince Jimmy Haslam that they're not in some untenable spot, that they can turn it around.
Do you think he thinks he's in jeopardy?
How could he not?
Well, you know,
he knows their record.
Mary Kay brought up that the only thing that was definitive from him yesterday was that Kevin Stefanski is going to be the head coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like everything else, he talked around every other subject, specifically Deshaun Watson and his future with the team. There's always been this, they got their extensions together, they're tied together type of thing. I don't know. He didn't come off to me as a guy who thought that his future was in jeopardy at all yesterday. He didn't. Those guys start answering a little more definitively, don't they?
Boy, I wonder. I'd love to go back now and listen to John Dorsey before things got really messy
at the
end.
Well, those wheels fell off quick.
It did happen so fast that I just think sometimes these guys do get blindsided by it. And think about it this way. Like, Jimmy Haslam might be telling him...
All he had to do was not hire Freddie Kitchens as head coach. I'm telling you guys, it's as simple as that.
So Jimmy might be...
Whoop the hell.
In their conversation, in their reporting, or any time that Andrew Berry briefs ownership on where the team is and how they're on a certain path or whatever, even with whatever setbacks the 2-7 mean to them, I'm sure that Jimmy... Is all right, okay. Like he's not going to go, well, you need to get to this or we're firing you. That's not really how it works. It's just you're trusted, you're a confidant until you're not, until you get blindsided,
yeah.
Until somebody else ends up climbing over you. In the NFL front office, that happens all the time with power struggles. Now, I've wondered out loud, if these guys are all thought partners, if they're all on the same page, if they're all collaborating, if they're all making decisions. I'm putting my hands together repeatedly
for the camera. I'm thinking, I'm looking the other way.
The four previous seasons, wasn't Paul D. Podesta in some sort of role that was above him?
That's why.
Even if they weren't, technically his boss, it always felt, and he's been told since Greenbrier at least, because we have him saying that Paul would be transitioning to a new role.
Yeah.
So why would he not think, well, I'm the power guy now?
Well, why
so
do you think I'm mad? Absolve him of his responsibility.
If Paul was the architect, I'm just throwing out one theory. If Paul was the architect of the Deshaun Watson trade.
The building's coming in.
Given how substantial that trade was, and then you hear in the offseason that he's not being extended, but your GM and your coach are. I mean, just do the math on that. Like, you can be a great thought partner. You can be a trusted executive within any corporation. But if there's a If there's a move where you had the faith in the owner, and then that move turns out to be what people are calling the worst move in NFL history, don't you think you lose some trust?
Everyone.
Yeah, doesn't that, even if you've made, even if the 10 things you've done before that were excellent, but then you have a blunder like this where you have executives now going on radio stations saying, yeah, I don't know how the Browns are going to dig themselves out of this. That's a catastrophic move. Like, you're just going to lose trust. That's going to happen in any relationship.
Yeah. You said earlier that you would separate from Andrew Berry. Have you calmed down now, or do you still believe the same?
I think I would. I think this organization is now going to be in need of, especially if they're all calling themselves thought partners, and it's leading to this. And it's leading 5 years later to what I believe to be. This is my take. I've heard others totally disagree with me. I don't think they have enough young talent. And the only way to do that is the draft. And I don't trust this guy to go to the draft. Like, they can do more shortcut moves. Andrew Berry's done a bunch of shortcut moves, not just Deshaun Watson. You know, the way they retool the line every year is a shortcut move. They did not put together a running back room worthy of the AFC North and the Cleveland Browns this year. They just didn't. Zach Jackson has been all over that. They've gotten older in free agency. In fact, two of the guys that you brought in free agency, one was supposed to be a special teams maven, another was supposed to be on the defensive line. Neither of them are today playing football for the Cleveland Browns. Those are the moves on the margins that the smart, really good front offices used to really take the team to the next level. And last year they did some of that. They also got really lucky. The kicker, that was luck, right? Having Kareem Hunt still be available, that was luck. And he had happened to be here before and from here, and he lived here. So that was easy. Like, they made Joe Flacco not having a job, that was luck. Imagine if they didn't have Joe Flacco last year. I don't look at those moves as savvy front office moves. I looked at those as, hey, they got lucky. I'm glad they made those moves. And we gave Berry some credit. I just don't want to give him a ton of credit, because if none of those guys were even available, you'd have been screwed. This team would have missed the playoffs. And then last year was a big reason, a feather in the cap for the organization and the head coach. In all reality, a year later, was that because of a savvy front office, or did they just get lucky? I tend to think they just got lucky and caught a heater, you know, at the right time. Remember, those players weren't even at Greenbrier. They weren't even a part of this team to start the year. So I think the proof is in the pudding that this front office, they need a fresh perspective, a fresh angle. And it's tough to do that without cleaning house.
What scares me, though, is that, you know, my whole focus is, what do you replace them with? You have to get better. So you can't just get mad. Like, people get mad and they go, I want them fired. Yeah. Okay, well, what are you going to replace them with? I know everybody's pissed, but what are you going to do to fix it? And just firing them ain't the answer, because you got to have somebody there.
Well, the answer is who you hire. Yes, yeah, but I agree with
done,
you there.
My issue is, my fear is, what they've done is they've completely, it's been a giant pendulum from one extreme to the other. Like, when Sashi Brown was let go, they brought in John Dorsey. John Dorsey talks about real football players, and John Dorsey is a man's man. And I like John Dorsey a ton. But John's fatal flaw, and I mean that in this sense, is that he wanted control. He wanted power. I think his ego got involved with Kansas City, where he was let go in Kansas City. They've gone on to tremendous things. Brett Veach has been given a lot of credit, and so has Andy Reid. And John Dorsey made some damn fine choices for that organization and has never really gotten the credit that he deserves nationally. From the general talk show host, pundit, whatever. From insiders and stuff, there's people go, man, John really knows how to pick some players. He's picked a couple of boobs, but so does everybody. He knows how to pick some football players. And what John has done best is, John has been able to mix some of the stuff where you do have some numbers being brought through, but also emotions. Guys who, because we've argued about whether or not momentum's real. Momentum's 100% real if you stand on a sideline of any level of football. And he was able to find some of those guys later on that would help. But then he picked Freddie to be the head coach. Freddie was a disaster because he wanted his power, and then John was gone. And they went back to Paul DePodesta, very, very, very cerebral thinking. There is no such thing as momentum. There is no such thing as emotions here. And then you end up picking guys that aren't good fits for your locker room, signing guys who aren't good fits for your locker room, guys who I have to say are locker room cancers over the past few years. And you've been able to, with some of the picks, get through that, but now I think the chickens are coming home here. And again, you're falling into the same problems that you fell into before with Baker Mayfield. It's taxing on a guy. Like somebody asked me, this is at the Bengals game. And they go, do some of the guys not like him? I go, there's definitely going to be some guys who don't care for him. And we've talked about that on the air. Why? Because of the type of guy he is? I go, no. I go, it's a workplace. It's the same thing that's happened with him that happened with Baker. You get tired of being asked whether or not you think your quarterback sucks. And that is what has been just drowning them from the years of Baker. And he had a good year. He had a couple good years here. And then this whatever this has been with Deshaun Watson. Last year, did anybody have to ask whether or not Joe Flacco was good? They knew Joe Flacco's pedigree. And then he came out and he played pretty well. And they didn't have to be asked that question because it was like, I can't believe you guys are winning any of these games. So it's such a surprise. And their culture was great. Now you're being asked again whether or not your quarterback is even going to be here next year and whether or not you think he sucks. In not so many words, but really whether or not you think he sucks. That kills a culture. And it's based on what they did. Like, I look at that 2023 draft. Guys, I mean, Siaki Ika is a miss. In the third round, that is not good. Don't get me wrong. But DeJuan, we'll see more of Isaiah McGuire. Look good on special teams. Has looked good when he's been on the field. DTR is a backup. Maybe he'll be a starter for a few games here and there during his career. I do not have as much faith in DTR as what some people make it out to be. I think they just want something to believe in. I think that's unfair to DTR. Cam Mitchell's good, and if Luke Whippler could stay healthy, God bless him, maybe he'd be all right. But
Ken,
is that enough? Is that enough?
You're mentioning, guys, look at what Detroit and Brad Holmes have been able to do over the last few years.
And look at the
Owens, Kansas City Chiefs,
but
what they have done in the draft the last few years. Guys, it crushes what the Browns have done.
And
I know we didn't have the first round picks.
And
I get that.
Yes.
But that's part of the story.
And I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. But what Detroit has done is, I mean, this was a time, you had a point where the owner had to go out there and hold a press conference out in their facility and give the terrible, was it Sheila Ford, had to give the terrible vote of confidence to Dan Campbell because they started off 1-6 and people thought that he was gone. It was year two and people thought that he was gone. And now they're competing for a Super Bowl this year. They stayed the course. Jared Goff ended up being, they were able to take care of him because he's been proven. If you could actually, and I know this is crazy, coach a player and be with a player, not just say, well, if he can't put it on autopilot and we can't just go out and win, then he sucks and we have to go find somebody else. But, you know, actually have coaches that can coach the guy, you find out you're a pretty good franchise. And then you can take guys and you don't have to put everything on them to be able to buoy your franchise if things go poorly. And remember, they were in some tough spots. They were in some really tough spots on that football team. I mean, Aaron Glenn, they wanted him fired 2 years in a row. They wanted Aaron Glenn let go. And they held on to Aaron Glenn, and he's looked better with their defense over these last couple of years. And by the way, look who Ben Johnson, they're going to make him a head coach at some point here. We'll find out whether or not he can manage people. You know who's an assistant quarterback coach on that roster, on that coaching staff? You know who's an assistant quarterback coach on this? You ain't going to guess it.
No.
No, I know you ain't going to guess
no
it. JT Barrett's an assistant quarterback coach on that coaching staff. Mark Brunell is a quarterback coach on that coaching staff. You're helping out Jared Goff, a guy who has talent. You know has talent. And now they're able to go out and they're doing it. Like we always focus on, well, we get the quarterback and he just has to figure it out. And then if he sucks, he sucks and we just move on. Got to be able to have those guys. And it still goes back to, did Alex Van Pelt say something that people didn't want to hear at the wrong time? Is that why? Because I know Alex Van Pelt did a pretty good job with Baker when Baker wasn't injured.
And that's how that works, right?
He did a pretty damn good job with Joe.
That's how it works, though. When a guy tells you things like he's beyond solving, then they got to get rid of you because you're the easy guy to get rid of in that case.
Might have said the wrong thing at the wrong time. You noticed a back and forth with Barry and Jeff Shedell?
Oh, yeah. This is great. I heard it on the afternoon show yesterday. They played it. Jonathan and Nick kind of went in on this. And we love when Jeff Shedell gets the chance to get in there at a press conference. Not just one question. Shedell, I think his experience as a trusted reporter in Northeast Ohio for so many years, I think it should be obligatory at this point. Shedell gets follow-ups. Shedell should have the Shedell follow-up from here on out, I think, Kenny. Because
he's having a great season.
I like how
Shedell.
He digs and prods, and I feel like he's always fair. I don't think Jeff comes in with an agenda.
I've already got it. It's seconds with Shedell, and he just gets seconds.
Why don't we have Shedell on? Why don't we have him on?
He's a Baskin Phelps have him.
Oh, come on.
Well, We're going to war.
We're going to war with the Midday Thought Partners, Baskin and Phelps.
I got one guest from them. I'm not fighting for another. You can just play Shadell's clips from Baskin and Phelps on this show if you want to.
I think he's worth more than just playing clips. We're going to war with him. But here's a clip from yesterday.
Yeah, he is playing, and this is not a second guess. I want to be educated. Why did you push the Sean money back, you know, to next year when you were under the cap? You know what I'm saying? So can you explain that?
It's a great question, Jeff. I think you know me well enough that I don't talk about those issues, you know, in this setting. I do understand that it's an authentic question and it's a good one. I just, you know, I have a longstanding policy where I don't talk about contractual matters in this setting.
All of Shadell's questions are authentic.
I think that's what we all appreciate. I think everybody in America has basically had a longstanding policy on not talking about contractual obligations.
A longstanding policy of stealing Jeff Shadell from the Midday.
We've had it for many years.
It was like a rip
away from them.
I'm not second guessing. I'd just like to be educated here. God, Jeff, I got to text Jeff. That's the best.
I do love when somebody asks, hey, I'm just trying to get educated. That's very Columbo-esque for our older listeners who remembers that terrific show back in the day. If you start out any sentence where you are asking questions, you say, I just want to be educated. Do you really want to be educated or are you being a jerk?
I want to be educated.
With Jeff, I think he really wants to be educated. But if I said it, hey, Ronnie McLeod, you guys were dancing after that big second down stop in the first quarter of a game. You end up losing. I just want to be educated. How much time did you guys spend on the second down dance? Am I trying to get educated or am I being a jerk? I think I know what you guys would say about that.
I want to be educated.
It always does turn into like when people say something on like the internet, like you better educate yourself.
Yes.
It's a very nasty thing to say.
Along with do your own research, right?
Yeah, you just come out and call him a dumbass.
Mitch, I noticed you've been wearing Yankee caps and Guardians caps. They happen to be playing in the playoffs. I just want to get educated a little.
I want to be educated.
Hey, Owen. Owen, you were screaming at us to get out of that break, a couple segments ago.
It's actually pretty quiet.
I want to be educated.
Hey, the Marble Mouth to Crawford County. Sending your paragraphs to us about how bad our radio show is. Let's have some questions.
I want to be educated.
He will educate you. Ain't going to make much sense because
I want to be educated.
Do you feel like
Charlie
he was
Brown's teacher?
Was he properly educated by Andrew Berry there? Now, look, I want to be fair to Andrew.
Well, the lesson taught was, I have a longstanding policy. I don't talk about that stuff.
We got a longstanding policy.
So to be fair,
it's you.
To be fair to Andrew, there is no way that was going to go well yesterday.
No.
There's no way. He is not going to talk about contracts. He's not going to talk specifically about why they're so bad. We all watch the football. We all see.
They're 2-7. It's not like people are going to line up at the front door and cheer him as he walks in.
Well, that's like there are some people going, guys, what did you expect him to say? No, it is an entertainment business. That's part of it. Like if I go.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Out there, like, if honestly, Lima, you're a slippery wizard, so you're a little bit different from me. I have gone out here before and turned on the microphone and go, okay, let me have it, because there have been a couple of famous gaffes that I've had in the history of it. Sometimes, buddy, you just got to go out there and give the people what they want in as much of a way as you can, because, like, there was, and I love Nate Ulrich. One of the stories that he wrote was Browns fans deserved better answers. And I go, I think I got the answers I wanted. Now, I'll take that and I'll say it. Now, again, Nate's one of the best, and I love the guy. I really do. But I think I got it when he's not answering about Deshaun Watson's future. It's a possibility. Yeah, there's a possibility of a lot of things. There's a possibility with me waking up with my face sewn to the carpet tomorrow. There's a possibility with lots of stuff in the world. Like, that doesn't say anything. He told you. Andrew Berry told you without telling you. It's over. Now, and the way Mary Kay said it, it's almost like we're going to have to Bobby Bonilla the contract.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know how you do that.
But I felt like something was missing yesterday from Andrew Berry. So I'll give him that. He can't answer a lot of those questions about contracts. Hold on. I want to get to this.
You're right.
I think it's important.
Yeah.
I think there's only so much you can do. You're on a losing end of this. The fans are coming after you from every direction because they're seeing a 2-7 team when they were told Super Bowl aspirations. And your quarterback was not delivering. And right now, very, very few are. I think what was missing, Kenny, yesterday was pain. I didn't hear from Andrew Berry pain. I didn't hear that, guys, I'm in the same boat you are. We are aggravated. We are fired up. We are going to get this fixed. We know it's going to take hard work and roll up our sleeves.
Not that guy.
And you're exactly right. And I think that's where you lose the fans. And I saw a bunch of people turning on Andrew Berry yesterday. And in the same vein, that you do want your GMs to not be over emotional. You don't want them to make rash decisions. But I'm telling you, in that moment yesterday, a lot of people were listening to that press conference live right here on The Fan. And they were listening to it eventually all over the Odyssey app. They didn't get that feeling that there was pain, regret, emotion. Why isn't it working? What can you do to turn it around? And you lost the buy-in from the fans. And I think yesterday was a watershed day in the relationship of Andrew Berry, this organization, and a lot of the fans, because it's 2-7 and you got people telling you that it's going to be impossible for this team to dig out of it. And so they looked at the leader, and the leader talked yesterday, and the leader gave them a lot of those answers, of which, can't talk
but
about
don't
it,
you see why
my longstanding policy.
I'm going to convolute this. You know what I'm going to do, but can't you see why I'm really upset when you just kind of poo-poo the whole Paulie Podesta thing? Because I look at him and go, hey, man, you're supposed to be the puppet master in charge of all this stuff, and now I'm being told from you, well, his role is changing, and he's going to be more involved in business. And I'll go, no. You wear this cloak of failure, sir. Even though you might be out there in San Diego or wherever you're at, I have no idea where the guy's at. He only seems to come into town when things are good. You wear this. So you can't just, well, he's in a different role now. No. They made a whole movie about you, buddy boy. You better put it in there as well. Because there is a part where it's like, hey, I kind of feel bad for Andrew in a way. He has to go out there. And I didn't think, you know, him saying, we're going to fix this, he may very well know. He might not be part of the people to fix it. He knows. He's not stupid. He knows about what the NFL is. And he knows that, yeah, he could very well be removed from this. So he's not going to go out there and we're going to fix this and that and the other. Well, you might not get a chance to fix this and that and the other. So he has to remain vague. He's halfway through a year. He knows that he has employees that are going to be coming back. There's some of this stuff that I understand, but there's so much stuff that he can't answer to because it answers for itself. They're 2-7. The only thing I could take from it is when Mary Kay said, well, this team, the collection of talent that they have, it just doesn't feel like a 2-7 football team. Yeah, it feels worse. Feels worse than a 2-7 football team because you're losing to lousy, suck-ass teams with terrible cultures. You lost to the Raiders. The Raiders are firing offensive coordinators. They let Max Crosby run the franchise. They won't trade him. They can't trade him. They're going to extend him. They let him do that. They brought in Christian Wilkins. For what? They're a terrible franchise. You barely beat Jacksonville. They're a terrible franchise. They have not set up Trevor Lawrence for success. And by the way, Trevor Lawrence ain't even that good to begin with. You've lost to the Giants. Do I need to say anything more than that? So if it's not that, then is it coaching? Well, who made Kevin Stefanski fire the offensive coordinator? Because according to you, that was not his choice. And if that wasn't his choice, then who made that decision? Was that the guy out in San Diego who helped make that decision? Was that the guy who had the press conference yesterday? There's only so many.
Was
it the
owner?
Was it the owner? Would you think that the owner would really step in and go, get rid of Alex Van Pelt? Why? Ah, just because of a whim. Well, why? Well, because we went to the playoffs, but I still need a pound of flesh. You think Jimmy Haslam's going to do that? I don't think he would.
That is why I think we're on the brink of this, and I don't think I'm overstating it.
We're on the brink, all right.
I think we're on the brink of this unraveling. I really do. And it's hard for teams in this situation to dig themselves out of it. And I didn't hear from the GM yesterday that there was a lot of faith, a lot of confidence from that guy talking that they're going to be able to do that.
Exactly.
Explain unraveling to me, though, because that could be several different things in my head.
I think a lot of people already feel it's unraveled, but go ahead.
Office shakeup. Like, we're talking about coordinators and Dorsey and Bubba Ventro. So much bigger than that.
But unraveling to me is not just everyone's gone and we're tearing down to the studs. It means we're going to be sitting in the pit for a while. And I don't want to sit in the pit for a while.
No, you don't have to. He said, now, Andrew Berry did say yesterday something I agreed with, is that that rebuilds in the NFL don't have to be as long as some of the other sports.
Right.
He mentioned the NFL.
That's the one thing.
No other team in NFL history has had this much of a salary cap hit on one contract, though.
That's a good point.
That's the thing that everyone is overshadowing right now.
That's why you're going to
When you say we're going to bring in this rookie quarterback or we can go get, you know, Justin Fields or whoever to come in, how do you pay that person? You get roughly $5 million to spend on a different quarterback other than Deshaun Watson next year. And he has to play like a $50 million quarterback for $5 million.
I want to say it's Barry 07, but I'm not sure when he talked about that. No, that's why you're going to draft a quarterback, whether people like it or not. We'll have a lot of people say, well, they're not ready to draft a quarterback. There's so many more things that they need. They're going to draft a quarterback. Because that's the only way that these rebuilds don't take that long is when you draft a quarterback and you go on. So, I heard the afternoon guys bickering about Arch Manning and poison pills yesterday and things like that. I go, no, you're taking your poison pill now. Poison pill is right now. Next year, you're going to draft a quarterback, and if that guy sucks, guess what? You're going to draft another quarterback. Look what they're doing in Carolina. They're going to draft another quarterback. Look what they do in a lot of places anymore. If we're not going to develop these guys, if we're not going to give them any time, we're just going to keep going through and drafting these guys.
But
we have taken TVs used to – think of them like TVs. I always said – I'm sorry, Owen. Let me say this real quick. I've always said they're people. They're not products. They're not like a TV where they come off the line. No, they're becoming more and more like TVs because it used to be a piece of furniture. You used to have a person come out and fix the thing because it was so damn expensive and big. Now – oh, a TV stopped working?
Yeah,
I'll just go over to Best Buy and get a new one.
We'll do that. That was your family's only source of entertainment, and everyone gathered around it. Now you have a TV, and then everyone's on their tablet or their phone or their Switch, whatever. How does Andrew Berry go and get the tablet and the phone and the Switch, which in this case would be better wide receivers, better defensive players, and be able to afford all that when he's got not only the new TV that costs a little less than what it used to, but the other TV's still sitting up there, and we've just put the new TV on top of the old TV.
There you go. And what we're going to do with Deshaun Watson, you see, we're going to take a great big tablecloth, and we're going to put it over him. And then we're going to take a rookie quarterback like Cam Ward, and we're going to put Cam Ward right up on top. And then you won't even notice it.
And your kids are going to go, where is my phone that I want to be entertained on that? Well, then, can I play
that? That's Cedric Tillman. That's Cedric Tillman and Jerry Jeudy.
They've had Cedric Tillman, and they want a new thing.
We're gonna stage a video and throw the phone right at the TV and explode the whole damn thing. And it'll go viral.
No, you got to go, man, and then you got to punch it.
Oh, darn it.
That one, I think it was a Cowboys loss. Remember that?
Shucks, I'm mad.
The guy was shirtless in the bedroom, and the girl was filming him. And I mean, he had a perfect swing. Beat that thing to death. There was one Cowboys fan that unloaded a gun into it. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the, I mean, if we're making all the television analogies we can, that's what it is.
He was a responsible gun owner.
Yeah. What, the guy who unloaded his clip
in his house. He kept it in his house. It
was in the backyard. It was in the backyard. It was the ground. Technically, it was a good backstop.
Stand your ground laws, man.
As a Cowboy fan. Mitch, please.
All right, guys. I am amazed.
I'm exasperated.
I am exasperated because it's another iconic
quote.
You
got to get over Tuesday, Mitch. You got to get over Tuesday night. You're going to be fine.
I'm watching a clip of CNN. Why are you still counting votes? It's over.
You got to know.
What are you doing?
You got to know how bad it was.
Trump's
down to the last one.
291 to 223. It's like too high. Too high. Too high. Too hard. It's like, what? Who gives a bleep? It's over. What are you doing?
Still holding out hope for Congress. For the House of Representatives.
It's like a game of cricket. You never know when it's going to be over. All right, Mitch, go ahead.
All right, speaking of too high, that's what Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla sounds like sometimes. He's a man who can take the simplest question and apply the most complex of answers. Here's Mazzulla being asked about the injury status of one Jaylen Brown before last night.
Confirming no Jaylen Brown tonight, and if you have an update there, if you've talked to him about it.
He's out.
Have you been able to talk to Jaylen about the injury?
Mm-hmm. I talk to him every day.
What were those conversations like?
I mean, we both kind of mumble when we talk, and then we just shake hands and move on.
Did he happen to mumble about his hip at all?
I couldn't understand him.
All right. That's now, Mazzulla can get away with this stuff now? Because why?
Because
he won a championship.
Yeah.
Mazzulla has been answering questions like this since day one. He's answered a lot of questions with religious connotations. The Jesus, Mary, and Joseph one was in particular, a great answer. That is a terrible answer when you're losing. A great answer when you win.
Yeah.
We do have a double standard. I do like Joe Mazzulla. I really? He was on the West Virginia bench. He coached under somebody who is a fan of the show. A fan of the show, Villangela St. Joe star, whose name is, I am struggling with right now.
you knew him well.
He's at Utah State now. Jared Calhoun. That's it.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Yeah. That. So he coached under him.
At
Fairmont State.
Somebody on the new coach's staff bought my in-law's house
really?
At Youngstown State. And I was listening to the Penguins football game. They're getting beat.
Gwens.
Yeah. Well, I call them Penguins. They're called the Gwens, but they're called Gwens for short, not Pens.
Gwens.
That's how
yep.
you know. They're called the Gwens. And I was like, oh, one of the guys who bought my in-law's house. There you go.
Congratulations on all your success.
They downsized. My father-in-law built that house with his bare hands. The IRS didn't come to take it, and I had to beat Shooter McGavin in golf. But, I mean, you get what I'm saying. Yeah. Either way, I'm sorry. Totally non sequitur. I'm sorry. I'm focused on something else. 8 o'clock tonight when I get home.
Oh.
Number seven Minnesota taking on Michigan.
And the lights. Still got to worry about the lights.
Yeah, Huntington Bank Stadium. Yeah. Not Field. Field's down in Cleveland. This one's up in Minnesota. Number seven Gophers. The Dynasty. 4-0. It's a big one in the office. Sorry about that.
I got confidence in you.
What is the take that you've been waiting on for 90 minutes that ended a segment very ugly.
What can you do to save what has happened in the last 2 minutes?
Can we tell people when that uncomfortable moment happens so that they go back and listen on the Odyssey
app? So Lima was under duress because he wanted to make another point, but we were up against
him.
And Owen showed his displeasure, which Owen is more than welcome to do. And Lima said, I know we got to go to break. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a point. Okay, fine. And I was like, I'm not saying it. I made the matter even worse because I turned my mic on and go, that's not me. That's not me. Sorry, that's not me. I'm not telling him, everybody. And it created a bit of a rift in the room. And
well, the good thing about it is that now we're out of time.
I don't have time for it. So,
well, you had a point to make about Alex Shiner, of all people.
Yeah.
Because that's what they want to hear in 2024.
Alex Shiner. So I likened it to Paul DePodesta.
Oh, God, so Paul, that's exactly what I want to hear in 2024.
Paul DePodesta. Now, Paul DePodesta was basically the guy in charge of hiring Andrew Berry. I mean, people know that, right? Basically quoted as such.
Yeah.
And that's why you wonder, how is this going to dissolve if it goes south? And it is in the middle of going south. You know, is one out the door? Are both out the door? Is there going to be a whole house cleaning? But I said Paul DePodesta is valuable to the Haslams because it's not just establishing the front office stuff. It's not just establishing pro personnel and your systems, your practices, your guardrails. All that stuff's been done. It's out there, and they have their identity, and they have their, their entire strategy behind it.
Do they have an identity?
Well, they have their strategy. They know the types of players they want to get in the draft. Proof is in the pudding to me that it hasn't really worked out, but it is a draft. It can be a fluid situation.
Best laid plans and whatnot.
Anyway, I go back to Alex Shiner, who used to talk about draft picks too. He wasn't just, quote, business guy. He would talk about the drafts.
And nobody was comfortable with it.
I know, but he came on our show and he did that. We would interview him, or this was before the show actually, but I interviewed him a few times. And I go back to the Hoya, which is the student publication at Georgetown where Alex Shiner went.
The vaunted Hoya.
What are you most proud of having accomplished in Cleveland? He said, we transformed the business. When we got to the Browns, they were one of the worst businesses in the NFL. 4 years later, I think we're the second fastest growing business in the NFL. The 49ers are the first, and they had a new stadium and have been to multiple conference championships and are winning games. I took a ton of pride in that. And we hired great people. We haven't had one person say, I don't want to come to Cleveland. We transformed the business operation, so I was proud of that. And he talked about going into that and $150 million in renovating the stadium and the private money and all that stuff. But just remember that while me and you, on an everyday basis, we talk about the wins and the losses, the organizations, they want to win. They have a lot of money spent, invested in that. The Haslams also trust people who make them money.
What has Paul DePodesta got to do with any of that? He's making them money?
That I told you.
Well, reading your little breadcrumb trail that you've laid throughout the day.
Yeah, what are you doing? Is this one of your Easter eggs?
It apparently sounds like Paul DePodesta is going to help them make money in the Brook Park area.
They got guys for that. They have guys for that.
They have one more, apparently. According to my source,
so you
which
let
is him, my ears that listen to what Anthony
Lyons. You let him try his hand at football. That hasn't worked so for the most part. I mean, there's been a couple of decent years. That hasn't worked for the most part. You're going to let him try his hand at business?
That hasn't worked on the football field. Has it worked in the pocketbook?
Yeah, but they have other people in charge of the pocket.
Matters.
Why are you and I bickering about it? He's the one who said
because
it.
This is what he does.
It's exactly what he does.
I'm glad I cut you off earlier, and I'm going to cut you off tomorrow, too.
Yeah, you should.
In fact, you know what? You're not even allowed to speak tomorrow.
Yeah, you're not even allowed to be on the show tomorrow.
Darn it.
I don't understand where that came from.
My bags are packed. I'm out of here. Tuesday was a seminal moment in this country's history, and I am leaving. And I'm going to another red state.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile.
Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.